Once my commuter flight landed at LAX, I had a 3-hour delay before the Mexicana flight took off for Cabo San Lucas. Mac had given me a folder full of newspaper articles about Jaffe's disappearance and its aftermath. I settled myself in one of the airport cocktail lounges, sorting through the clippings to educate myself while I sipped a margarita. Might as well get into the spirit of the thing. At my feet, I had a hastily packed duffel bag, including my 35mm camera, my binoculars, and the video recorder I'd given myself as a 34th birthday present. I loved the impromptu nature of this trip. I was already feeling that heightened sense of self-awareness that traveling engenders. My friend Vera and I were currently enrolled in a beginning Spanish class through Santa Teresa's adult education program. So far, we were confined to the present tense, short, declarative statements of little-known use, unless, of course, there were some black cats in the trees, in which case Vera and I were prepared to point and make remarks. Along with the clippings, Mac had included several 8x11 black-and-white shots of Jaffe at various public functions, art openings, political fundraisers, charity auctions. Judging by the events he attended, he was certainly one of the select, handsome, well-dressed, and a central part of any group. He was in his mid-50s and big, silver hair, high cheekbones, jutting chin, his nose prominent. He seemed calm and self-possessed, a man who didn't care much what other people thought. I checked my watch and saw that it was time to go. I packed away the clippings and grabbed my duffel bag. I moved through the main terminal, cleared security, and began the long trek down the concourse to my posted gate. Once I was seated on the plane with my duffel stowed in the bin above, I pulled out the glossy hotel brochure Mac had enclosed with the tickets. In addition to my flights, he booked accommodations for me at Hacienda Grande de Viento Negro, the same resort where Wendell Jaffe had been seen. I wasn't convinced the guy would still be in residence, but who was I to turn down a free vacation? Belatedly, I learned that Viento Negro means black wind, a fair description of the blizzard of dark lava soot that swirled up from the beach late every afternoon. The hotel was modest, an oblong painted apricot yellow with little balconies across the front. My room was clean but faintly shabby, looking out across the Gulf of California to the east. For 2 days, I cruised both the Hacienda Grande and the town of Viento Negro, looking for anyone who even halfway resembled the 5-year-old photographs of Wendell Jaffe. I hung out by the pool, loitered in the hotel lobby, took the shuttle into town. I tried all the tourist attractions, the sunset cruise, a snorkeling expedition, a bumpy ass agonizing jaunt on a rented all-terrain vehicle roaring up and down dusty mountain trails. I tried the 2 other hotels in the area, local restaurants and bars. There was no sign of him. I finally managed to get a call through to Mac at home and filled him in on my efforts to date. This is costing a lot of money if he's already blown out of here, assuming your friend actually saw Wendell Jaffe in the first place. Dick swore it was him. After 5 long years? Look, just keep at it for another couple of days, Mac said. If he doesn't turn up by the end of the week, you can head on home. You're the boss, I said.